The Complete Angler by Isaac Walton and Charles Cotton. Read for Naxos Audiobooks by Sean Barrett, Carly Borden, Stephen Blakely, Jonathan Keeble, Leighton Pugh, Georgina Sutton, and David Timpson, with Derek Jacobi as Isaac Walton.
The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation by Isaac Walton. Part one being a discourse of rivers, fish ponds, fish, and fishing. To the Right Worshipful John Offley of Madeley Manor in the County of Stafford, Esquire, my most honoured friend. Sir, I have made so ill use of your former favours as by them to be encouraged to entreat that they may be enlarged to the patronage and protection of this book, and I put on a modest confidence that I shall not be denied, because it is a discourse of fish and fishing, which you know so well, and both love and practice so much. You are assured, though there be ignorant men of another belief, that angling is an art, and you know that art better than others, and that this is truth is demonstrated by the fruits of that pleasant labour which you enjoy, when you purpose to give rest to your mind, and divest yourself of your more serious business, and, which is often, dedicate a day or two to this recreation. At which time, if common anglers should attend you, and be eyewitnesses of the success, not of your fortune, but your skill, it would doubtless beget in them an emulation to be like you, and that emulation might beget an industrious diligence to be so. But I know it is not attainable by common capacities, and there be now many men of great wisdom, learning, and experience, which love and practice this art, that know I speak the truth. Sir, this pleasant curiosity of fish and fishing, of which you are so great a master, has been thought worthy the pens and practices of divers and other nations that have been reputed men of great learning and wisdom. And amongst those of this nation, I remember Sir Henry Wotton, a dear lover of this art, has told me that his intentions were to write a discourse of the art, and in praise of angling. And doubtless he had done so, if death had not prevented him, the remembrance of which had often made me sorry, for, if he had lived to do it, then the unlearned angler had seen some better treatise of this art, a treatise that might have proved worthy his perusal, which, though some have undertaken, I could never yet see in English. But mine may be thought as weak and as unworthy of common view, and I do here freely confess that I should rather excuse myself than censure others, my own discourse being liable to so many exceptions, against which you, sir, might make this one, that it can contribute nothing to your knowledge, and, lest a longer epistle may diminish your pleasure, I shall make this no longer than to add this following truth, that I am really, sir, your most affectionate friend and most humble servant, Isaac Walton. To all readers of this discourse, but especially to the honest angler, I think fit to tell thee these following truths, that I did neither undertake, nor write, nor publish, and much less own this discourse to please myself, and, having been too easily drawn to do all to please others, as I propose not the gaining of credit by this undertaking, so I would not willingly lose any part of that to which I had a just